Page 211. Kunia.
Wherever you walk around Mutitjulu Waterhole, you are surrounded by the presence of two ancestral beings, Kunia, the sand python, and Liru, the poisonous snake. The Kunia and Liru story occurs on different sides of Uluru, but their deadly battle took place near Mutitjulu Waterhole. The Kunia woman came from far away in the east to hatch her children at Uluru. She carried her eggs strung around her neck like a necklace and brought them to rest at Kunia Piti on Uluru's northeast corner. There, she left the eggs on the ground. Kunia camped at Tapuji and hunted in the nearby sandhills. As she left and entered her camp, she formed deep grooves in the rock. These grooves are still there. One day, Kunia had to draw on all her physical and magical powers to avenge the death of her young nephew, also a Kunia. He had enraged a group of Liru, or poisonous brown snakes, who travelled from the southwest to take revenge on him. They saw him resting at the base of Uluru and rushed upon him, hurling their spears. Many spears hit the rock face with such force that they pierced it, leaving a series of round holes that are still obvious. The poor Kunia, outnumbered, dodged what he could, but eventually fell dead. When news of the young python's death reached his aunt on the other side of Uluru, she was overcome with grief and anger. She raced along the curves of the rock to Mutitjulu Waterhole, where she confronted one of the Liru warriors, who mocked her grief and rage. Kunia began a dance of immense power and magic. As she moved towards the Liru warrior, she scooped up sand and rubbed it over her body. Her rage was so great that it spread like a poison, saturating the area at that time. In a fearsome dance, she took up her wana, or digging stick, and struck the head of the Liru. But her anger was now beyond restraint, and she hit him again across the head. He fell dead, dropping his shield near Mutitjulu Waterhole, where Kunia herself remains as a sinuous black line on the eastern wall. The blows she struck are two deep cracks on the western wall, and the Liru's shield, now a large boulder, lies where it fell.
parksaustralia.gov.au